I've just been listening to one of the great citizen journalists of our time. Yeah, an absolutely magnificent podcaster, in my opinion. His name is Christian Payne. He goes on professionally as documentally. And I've just been listening to him talking on the Audioboo platform about the International Festival at Milton Keynes. And it was really a great thing to hear him introduce the festival by telling a story about how he knocked a half pint of beer, not just over himself, which wouldn't be a matter of any consequence, but over a brand new video camera. And he ran scuttling off to the loo and dried it off in the hand dryer. And I thought, what presence of mind and what previous experience has this man had that he would do that sufficiently quickly to leave himself with only an advantage, which was a sticky camera, one that would be easier to hold and use. And this made me think of my day, because I, a bit like documentally, went this morning to a place, and I had an experience there which was quite remarkable, one that I'm going to talk about many times and over the next few months. In fact, between now and the 28th of October 2014, I will be mentioning Ballymaloe many, many times. And I was thinking, okay, if I'm going to be mentioning where I went to today, Ballymaloe, which wasn't an event, but it was an experience. In other words, I went to, in effect, do a recce. That would be the least of what I did today. A recce to see what would Ballymaloe be like for our event on the 28th of October. How would it work? What would the space be like? But more important to me, to be truthful, than the space, which I was already confident would be good, would be how would the people at Ballymaloe respond to what we, the group of people I'm working with, intend to do at Ballymaloe. And I'll tell you lots and lots, or I will voice much more about this over coming weeks and months. But what I did want to say, to try to verbalise, is what is Ballymaloe? And I thought, well, look, what would I say to somebody from a country who had no clue about Ballymaloe, what Ballymaloe was, if I only had a chance to make one single sentence? And I thought, Ballymaloe is the Mecca of Irish food. That might be all I could say. Perhaps I would say the Medina or Mecca. I am not sufficiently au fait with all of the fine distinctions that would mean so much to other people. But certainly, I'm going to be talking more and more about Ballymaloe as we go into the future. Thank you very much for listening today.